This is Al Simpson, Nicaraguan numero uno dictator Daffy Danny Ortega, and now he's finding even more clever ways to shut down a free press. Ted Kennedy will surely find some excuse for him when we face off after this. Ted, La Prensa is the only newspaper in Nicaragua with the courage and guts to oppose Danny Ortega, so he shuts him down. Danny doing his good works. In compliance with the Central American peace plan, Danny promised that the Sandinistas should guarantee complete freedom of the press. But the Nicaraguan government holds a monopoly on the supply of newsprint. And guess what? They now claim they don't have enough paper to sell to La Prensa. 17,000 tons of newsprint is available in other countries, but the anti-free press government won't allow that shipment to take place. A dictator is a dictator is a dictator, and what's happening is really state-imposed censorship. It's nasty stuff.
Al, La Prensa has been a courageous voice for democracy in Nicaragua and a vigorous opponent of the Sandinista dictatorship. The recent harassment by the government only proves how effective the newspaper has been in mobilizing opinion against the Marxist regime. What you don't admit, Al, is that La Prensa is able to print it all now because the Arias peace plan is working in Nicaragua. The Sandinistas are negotiating with the Contras. With good luck and skillful diplomacy, the fighting may soon be over. You still can't believe the peace is breaking out, Al. You've always been for wider war, and you'd love to start military aid flowing to the Contras again. Your hard-line Contra aid policy didn't exactly help La Prensa, Al. The Sandinistas shut the paper down for 15 months last year. The recent artificial newsprint shortage has been a nuisance, but things would be a lot worse for La Prensa, Al, if you had your way. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Immigration Service. It's making the nursing shortage worse. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.